You're listening to SBS News.
There's perhaps no country more associated with the World Cup than Brazil. However, the five-time world champions were held to a draw in their first game of their 2018 World Cup excursion. And, try as they might against Costa Rica, it looked like they were destined for a similar fate against the Central Americans in their second match. Star attacker Neymar even having a penalty taken off him by the video assistant referee. But, in the first minute of stoppage time, there was this, which we'll let SBS Radio's Portuguese language commentary describe. Felipe Coutinho to the rescue with a goal, and Neymar added a second one in the 7th minute of stoppage time to ensure the Seleção took the 3 points from the match and eliminated Costa Rica from round of 16 contention. Man of the match Coutinho says the victory, however stressful, is a tribute to his team's patience.
Well, it was a tough game as we expected. We were aiming at victory since the first minute, and we did have the patience to play until the end of the game, where we were awarded with those two goals. And, well, about man of the match, I'm very happy once again, but I'm even happier with the win of the team, which is the most important.
In the other Group E game, Serbia looked more comfortable, more early in proceedings against Switzerland after a 5th-minute goal from Alexander Mitrovic. But Swiss midfielder Granit Xhaka hit a swerving strike on a spinning ball just after half-time to level the scores. And then, in the 90th minute, with Serbia bizarrely caught by a counter-attack, Xherdan Shaqiri scored to make Switzerland the first team in this year's World Cup to come from behind to win a game. The 2-1 final score means Serbia may have to beat Brazil, a daunting task at the best of times, in their final group stage game to have a chance of making the knockout stage. Serbian coach Mladen Krstajic, though, is, at the least, impressively optimistic in depressing circumstances.
Well, from day one, when we saw the draw and the group, many thought that Brazil was the favorite to win the group and to win the championships, but we are in a situation where we need a win against Brazil on match day 3, and we will focus and do whatever we can to try to win them. Nothing is impossible in life. We respect their status as the favorites to win, but we are going to prepare. They have some weak spots that we'll try to exploit.
Brazil and Switzerland, joint top of the group on 4 points, are now in prime position to qualify for the last 16 from Group E. In Group D, 2 Ahmed Musa goals, both well taken, have given Nigeria an unexpected 2-0 win over Iceland. It's a favourable result not only for the Nigerians, but also for beleaguered Argentina, who are fighting it out with both the Nigerians and Iceland for the right to join Croatia in the knockout stage from this group. Nigeria plays Argentina in their last group stage match. Argentina must win to be a chance of advancing, whilst a draw will be enough for Nigeria, provided Iceland does not beat Croatia in the other final group stage contest. Nigeria's coach, Gerno Rohr, says his team can draw on their victory over Argentina in a friendly match last November as they prepare to face them with so much at stake.
We played against them in a friendly, but there was no Messi when we beat them in Krasnodar 4-2, but we know that we can do it. Now the confidence is coming back, but we stay humble. I think this team will be ready in 2022, and this World Cup is coming early, but we have a good chance to win against Argentina.
Day 10 sees another three big games, highlighted by Germany's attempt to get back on track after a first-up loss in Group F. They play Sweden in Sochi. There's a sickness in the Swedish camp. While German coach Joachim Löw is broadly hinting at changes to the German lineup for the match, he says he's pleased with his players' reaction to their 1-0 defeat to Mexico, but the reaction that truly matters will come on the field against Sweden.
This week was certainly the case that the players showed a reaction to the events on the weekend in terms of training. That's something that goes without saying. Tomorrow is what counts. Tomorrow we have to see a reaction. Tomorrow we have to see a difference when it comes to performance on the pitch. And I am convinced, and I'm sure that they will show a reaction tomorrow.
Löw says key defender Mats Hummels may not play due to an injury sustained in camp. Belgium plays Tunisia in Group G in another Day 10 game. The Belgians are expected to win again, but coach Roberto Martinez has sounded a note of caution, explaining why he thinks there's been so many surprise results in matches so far at this tournament.
Everyone now has the technology and the information to prepare games down to detail. Now the teams can be well coached, they can be well structured. You've got everything to prepare the opposition down to detail, especially in the group phases.
The other match on Day 10 sees South Korea, first up losers to Sweden in Group F, face the difficult task of trying to keep their campaign viable against Mexico in Rostov on Don. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.